Happy Friday. Get ready for a big weekend ahead.
Summer's almost here, and yeah, because of that, our AC started acting wonky, of course.
Timing.
At the house. And so I have to say this. I'm assuming this is a thing with other couples. What, this happened like Wednesday night, we noticed it. Wednesday evening, it was like, you were like, this thing is running and it's not cooling.
Well, it was, it's a weird sense because Jody didn't notice it, but I just could tell. It's like, this thing's not cooling like it should. You know, it's a very subtle difference.
I don't want to brag, but I got the same sense. I swear, if there's something going on with the air, it's just something. It's
you
just
can
like,
tell.
It's humid. Something's wrong here.
Correct. I was comfortable, but Murphy's like, you know, about to burst into flame, and he's, stick your hand up there. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's not putting it out the cool. And it's like, okay.
So people who have that gift, you should trust them.
I do trust him. Here's what's funny. To me, it's like, let's get this. Let's call the company that we use and get them to the house as soon as so that we're not uncomfortable. But you did not have them come Thursday, yesterday, which was so great. Thank you. I could have been there for it, but you didn't want to lay that on me. Is it because of what has happened in the past? I was so glad that he's coming today.
I know that you're more comfortable with me doing that. You're capable of doing it.
Of course I'm capable of it, but every time you have ever sent some worker to the house for something and it's me handling it, I am not good at relaying what they told me.
Well, the only difference is when they talk to you, it just gets more expensive to fix. I'm kidding. I am just kidding.
Well, I handle all
Jody, what's wrong with the AC? I don't know. Something up there in the attic.
I'm just kidding.
Look, if I had to, I would handle it.
I know you would.
However,
and
I don't
totally
want
capable
to.
Of. I know, yeah.
I would. So we scheduled it for today so Murphy can be home to answer all the questions and show him all the, this is not doing the cooling, blah, blah, blah. Because what will happen is the guy will talk to me in industry terms, his industry, and he'll go, this is what's wrong with it, Jody, blah, 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 blah. And then by the time you got home, I can't tell you what he said. I can only tell you what he said, how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, here's an idea. If you ever have to do it again, record it.
I know it. You're right.
That
record
way when
him.
Murphy comes home, it's like, here's what he said.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's not that I can't handle it if I had to, but I don't want to.
I respect that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
not my bag.
The only thing is, you know, it would be him fussing at you, not me, for the air filter, because I know what it looks like right now. But I'll take the heat.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The scariest Stephen King adaptation is yet to come, according to test audiences. Tell you about that. Plus, coming up next, it's Grateful Friday.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
It is here, so we like hearing from you about the little and big things going on in your life that you are grateful for. Valerie sent in one that sounds pretty big to me.
What?
Grateful for Habitat for Humanity. My family and I received our keys to our new home yesterday.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
I know. Super, super cool. And she sent us a picture. So thank you.
Nice.
Congrats. That's a big, big, big one.
You know, there have been times over the years we've done some of that work on Habitat. And I'm not the most handy when it comes to that. But, you know, it's been fun to do certain parts of those projects that I knew I was capable of doing.
Which part did you? Did you paint?
Yes.
I know. I painted.
Paint was my thing.
Okay, good.
It was probably better than me wielding a hammer on something. Yes.
Wielding a hammer is not, it's just precision and power.
Correct. That's why I picked up the paintbrush. That's right.
My dad taught me how to hammer when I was a little girl in his shop, Murphy.
Yes, look, around the house, I'm fine, but when it's someone else's house that you're trying to.
Doesn't want
to
be responsible for screwing it up.
I just, give me the paint.
Okay. Also, precision and power. All right. Anyway, congrats to you, Valerie. We love hearing about the little and big things. And that is what Grateful Friday is all about.
Also, thank you to the teams that put that together.
Yes.
Right.
Because that's all volunteer work. You know?
I know it. Yeah. I know it. And think what you're giving. It's that you can never,
home.
You probably feel like you can never repay that. Mm-hmm. But you will try in ways. Lisa also sent us this. I'm grateful right now for reading again. I'm reading thanks to you guys getting me back in it. She means that because of our Not So Serious Book Club. I read some of your suggestions and others, and I've been reading some things I've always wanted to. So, yay!
Are you sure she's reading our books, Jody, or not Murphy's books?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
What's wrong with my books?
How
my
many books do you have in your marketing serious book club section of our website, Murphy?
Really not many.
Yeah.
60 or 70.
Oh, so just like the house. At the house.
Just like the apps on his phone.
I will say this. I picked up another one. I went to a used book sale this week earlier. Well, I'm sorry, last week with Phoebe. And I picked up one of the Colleen Hoover books. Mm. She's the one who wrote Verity, Sam. Mm. And I picked up a book called It Ends With Us. But and that we're going to put that in the book club because it's good.
Oh.
And what's funny is the book that goes after it is called It Starts With Us. So don't get confused.
Oh, wow.
If you read her, Google what order to read these books in, but they're all connected. Grateful Friday.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Looks like we're going to get the scariest Stephen King movie of all time this summer.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
One of Stephen King's short stories called The Boogeyman has never been made into a film until now.
That kind of name, that's just screaming for a movie.
It's a short story that was published in 1973 for a magazine, but apparently it's coming to theaters in June, and it's so scary, they with test audiences, they had to recut.
Katie, there's something in my room.
There's no such thing as monsters. You need to grow up!
Uh-oh. I'm serious, Sawyer. I need to be alone.
And it's to me, it's like this is the brilliance of Stephen King. Something so simple, a child in their room being afraid that there's something in there with them.
Yeah.
It's so simple, yet terrifying and so relatable.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about the story. I never read this one. However, they tested it first. It was going to go to streaming, and then they tested it. It tested so well. They're like, no, this is in theaters. But here's what to know. The first time that the boogeyman makes an appearance, the audience was so scared, they missed the next sentences and dialogue, and they're missing important plot points. So they had to make him a little less scary.
Wow,
Stephen King
really?
Tweeted, or I'm not tweeted, but emailed the director the very next day after he saw it, and he says, I'm still thinking about this movie the next morning. Well done. June 2nd in theaters, it's called The Boogeyman.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam has music news.
Got an awesome surprise, some big news for Foo Fighters fans.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Lowe's.
Big surprise from the Foo Fighters. They apparently have a new album ready to go and a new song and everything for us. That's what they've been doing in the past couple of months. The album is called But Here We Are. And when you hear that title, you go, yeah, after all we've been through, here we are.
Is Taylor Hawkins on any of it?
That I don't know.
The drummer who
passed
away?
Let me share the song with you, though. The first song they're releasing is called Rescue. That's Foo Fighters.
Totally.
And you're saying, well, who's drumming there? No clue. That's what they haven't released is like,
okay,
if Taylor, any of Taylor's stuff is on any of these songs,
sure,
or the ones he's not on, is it Dave drumming or did they get somebody else to drum?
Yeah. Right.
Is there going to be a tour and who's going to drum on tour?
I'm guessing this was recorded in Dave's studio that he put together, the one that was featured
in
the documentary.
Yeah. he did say that this is the first chapter of the band's new life. And it's an honest response to everything they've been through the past year.
That's cool.
So, by the way, that's coming out June the 2nd. Look for it. Last weekend at Coachella, one of the big things people were talking about was Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Making out.
Smoochy, smoochy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, Camila and Shawn have been in contact for a couple of months now, even though they broke up. And she's just released a snippet of a song that's kind of talking about.
Are you coming to Coachella?
Uh-huh.
If you don't, it's whatever. Do, honey, it'll be all I think about.
That's, doesn't sound like a breakup song there, does it?
No kidding, yeah.
Maybe they're just in limbo with each other.
I guess the reps from both of them say, no, they're not back together. They're just very friendly, mm-hmm, and they're nice, and et cetera, et cetera. So we shall see.
Smooching friends.
It's a gray area for some people.
Yes.
Maybe they don't want to be together, but they don't want to let each other go.
And we got some Muppets music news coming to the Disney Channel in May, The Muppets Mayhem. This is all about Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. You know the band on the show?
Yeah.
They never did record an album, so this is a series about them going through the process of doing that. And they're not going to do it alone because they have Tommy Lee, Chris Stapleton, and Lil Nas X.
The Mayhem? They taught Motley Crue how to shred and party.
Oh,
they
that's
tattooed
funny.
Their name on me when I was passed out. I was in college the first time I saw the Mayhem
Chris
play.
Stapleton.
I grew up idolizing Dr. Teeth. I bought gold grills.
Lil Nas X there.
Crazy.
Paula Abdul's in this, Weird Al. And so we just follow them around while they make their album.
Up next,
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, it's being reported that President Joe Biden is set to make his official announcement for his campaign re-election next week.
Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
Because it happens to be the four-year anniversary to the day of when he announced last time.
That's right, in 2019.
Yeah.
Look at you. Been reading the news.
Supposedly
overnight,
they're producing a video for it.
And the deal is, you know, he's already said it, but in that world, you make an official announcement with an officially written speech. So look for that next week. Number two, the SpaceX rocket launched, then exploded yesterday. Maybe you caught that. It was the largest rocket in history. It was delayed because of technical problems, and then it exploded. SpaceX, though, still calls the whole mission a success.
Yeah.
And everybody in that world is watching because SpaceX is supposed to be working with NASA in the future.
Mm-hmm.
In the near future, NASA is supposed to use these rockets. Number three, this is so lovely. It's National Kindergarten Day.
Mm.
It was celebrating kindergarten, which was invented by a man in Germany in 1837 to make it easier for little children to transition into school.
Oh.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
And supposedly, I'm no German teacher.
Yeah.
The word kindergarten means garden for the children in German. Happy kindergarten.
Can we have square pizza today?
You can have whatever you want in kindergarten.
Three things to know today.
Time for Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week, brought to you by Nature Valley.
These are my favorites.
Number five.
Netflix. This week, man, it's been back and forth. They first told us this week that they were, we know they're going to end their DVD program. DVDs, such a sliver of their business. I forgot that they had started that way.
It was everything at one time.
It was.
Yeah.
Then they said, but we're also about to crack down on password sharing. Okay. And then the next day, they rolled that back and said, wait, in places they've cracked down on password sharing, they just lost subscriptions. So no crackdown on that coming to the U.S. yet.
Wow. Good.
Number four.
Jeremy Renner. We know all he's been through. He thought he was going to die after a snowplow accident earlier this year.
So I'm writing down a note to my phone to last words to my family.
He's made some beautiful red carpet like appearances lately, and he has a show on Disney Plus called Renovations. Get it? He and his team help refurbish and repurpose service vehicles to help communities and children in need around the world.
That's
a lot going on with Jeremy Renner.
No,
number three.
The new Barbie movie's coming out this summer.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
It's not the only Barbie you're going to get, though. There's an HGTV series coming, hosted by Ashley Graham, and I think she's fabulous, taking on a redesign of a regular suburban house, and they're going to flip it and turn it into a Barbie dream house.
That's cool. That's a really cool idea.
With the elevator or not?
If it's a two-story, why not the elevator?
Hey, look, you know, they could always call me. I built enough of them.
Barbie Dream Houses? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you sure did, Murphy.
I'm sorry. Put them together.
It's called Barbie Dream House Challenge. Four episodes this summer.
Number two.
Yellowstone. It's unlikely now. We're hearing. This is the bad news. We might not even get the second part of season five because Kevin Costner and the showrunner, Taylor Sheridan, are butting heads. Mm. They're having problems. And they have not even begun filming the second half of season five yet. Yeah.
All right, seems to me it's a pretty easy solution. Do what Kevin Costner wants.
Right? Taylor Sheridan doesn't run his business like that.
Not.
So we shall see. That's not good news for fans.
Number one.
This came out of nowhere for me. I wasn't expecting it. Did you catch the Twilight news?
You just don't belong in my world.
I belong with you.
Twilight is being turned into a TV series.
Hmm.
Super popular books. The books were fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lionsgate Television is making them along with Stephanie Meyer, the author. She's going to be very involved. No network is attached yet, no streamer attached yet, but this is the stuff that made Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson household names.
Yeah.
They're not going to be involved.
Yeah,
all new
that.
People and a TV show.
Coming up next.
Being single after the age of 40 is kind of tough, and there are some red flags you should watch out for if you're dating again, Sam.
Uh-huh.
Dating red flags after the age of 40. Hmm. It's different than when you're in your 20s and 30s. Your life is, you're discovering everything, but by the time you're in your 40s or older, you have experience.
Yeah.
You have baggage.
Yeah.
You may have children with somebody that you're not with anymore.
Well,
that's why it's tricky.
You also know what you like and what you dislike. So, right? Exactly.
Right.
I mean, you've really formed your opinions on things that are important to you.
Sam, you're the single one? of this
I believe so, yes.
group, so you can tell us if this is yes or no. I do think what you will say as a red flag for dating is different than what women would say. And I have quite a few single friends, and I know they're red flags. And there are a ton of them. Number one, I don't know if this happens to men as often as it does to women, but being asked for money early on.
What?
Financial scammers are everywhere, especially in the dating world.
Oh. Yeah, that is a big red flag.
If somebody asks you for money early on, or even, it doesn't matter how early on, it's like.
You and what? I actually know people that this happened to, Jody. You know?
Yes, in a romantic way. Yeah. Like the entry point is, hi, you want to go on a date? You're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Something about you. And, you know, they get you in the heart, and what they really want is the green.
Wow.
It's horrible. And that's never happened to you, Sam?
Well, in a roundabout kind of way, I discovered afterwards, but yes.
Oh.
And I'm not giving out X numbers here.
I didn't even. Okay.
I'm not, I mean, numbers coincide with names and.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. With X's. Understood.
Another red flag, this is for men or women dating, is if someone is not interested in or is not good with kids and you have to understand you're coming into the relationship with a past.
Yeah, that's got to especially for the 40 and up.
Yeah,
because
that's what I'm saying.
A lot of those relationships involve kids. And then it's, can you make it a, you know, family, or is it my kids versus your kids?
You have to balance that too.
Yeah, it's not an either or. You're right.
Right.
And the answer is yes.
The number.
Also had that issue with an ex.
Did you? I didn't ask
Again,
you
we're not given numbers.
You mean numbers of your exes? Yeah. I can figure things out knowing you. And the number one thing is if they have ongoing drama with their ex and you get pulled into it a lot, or they trash talk their ex a lot.
Yeah, especially like on the first date or something like that. Yeah.
Nobody wants that. Careful.
I was guilty of that one.
I'm sorry, Samson. Yeah. You brought a red
flag. I had
a
lot of ex drama.
Yeah. Not anymore, though?
No, everybody's good. And I'm single.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
What do you think when I say the Duffer Brothers?
Let's see. What have they ever done?
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so cool. They're busy right now wrapping up. In fact, all of the actors and the whole crew for Stranger Things, the fifth and final season, they're getting ready to start filming in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
This summer is when they wrap this up. It'll be
getting
a
ready to
deal.
Strap on the Vecna suit.
Totally. And you know they have all the budget now.
Yeah.
So that's about to be filmed. But the creators of Stranger Things, the Duffer Brothers, are already in a new deal with Netflix for a new 8-episode sci-fi series with a bunch of different bunch of misfits. Okay.
Yeah.
It's called The Burrows.
Yeah.
It's an 8-episode first season. This picturesque, seemingly picturesque retirement community in the New Mexico desert.
Mm-hmm.
And then this unlikely band of heroes or misfits have to kind of get together to stop some horrible threat, unworldly threat.
Let's see, New Mexico, UFO, Area 51.
I'm telling you.
Trying
to stop someone from, or things, from stealing something that we don't have much of, and that is time. So it sounds really good. The Duffer Brothers are super excited about it. It's called The Burrows. So I guess when they wrap up filming Stranger Things, that will begin.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
An important part of prom for every kid.
We love hearing from you. 877-310-4MSJ, or you can jump in from Instagram or Facebook.
Social media connect.
Okay, I posted yesterday the Throwback Thursday pic of Phoebe in her power suit from her prom last year. Power suit prom.
I cannot believe a whole year's already passed. That was really cool. She and her friends did power suits for the prom.
Most of them did.
It was cool.
Tonight is her senior prom.
Power suit?
Not power suit again. She's not doing the same thing.
No.
It's a gown this time, and it's gorgeous, and I hope she'll let me share a picture. She picked it out, and she loves it, and so.
Yeah,
really
I haven't
fun.
Seen Maddie's yet. Hers is tomorrow night. Yeah. I haven't seen the dress yet.
It's classy, very classy. It pushes the envelope a little.
You think so?
Well,
more
yeah,
so than the green one she wore up to the form.
I don't know. The open side, did you see how high that comes up?
I did. I'm sorry, Dad. Right. She's 18.
I mean, that's higher than what you've worn before. You know?
Well, yeah.
And you wear them high.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on to power suit prom.
Just how high does she wear them?
And I want to get to some comments about power suit prom because I had to post that picture. It's one of my favorite pictures of her as a mother because she walked into prom that year and she told me I'd never felt so confident because she doesn't wear dresses very often, so she's not as confident in them.
Sure. She looks beautiful in this one.
She does. But anyway, from the power suit prom, Hope said, love this. Always wear what you feel confident in. It's a really good lesson in life.
It is.
To not conform, wear what you feel good in. It makes a difference in everything. Mm-hmm. Beth says, great looking suit, very fashion forward. Julie says, beautiful. Mine wore a suit last year and has another one for this year for prom. Adriana says, the suit, oh my gosh. Yeah, and some, I know that we had some questions about where she got that. We literally shopped online for, you know, power suits because it was a bright, beautiful red color and a cool material. It's not a typical suit that you'd see in a boardroom. Mm-hmm. It's right. More that you'd see like on the basketball court, you know, with a coach or something. It had flash, yeah. You know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And shout out to the moms who sent us pictures of their daughters in power suits for prom. Cassandra said, my oldest got herself a suit this year and I'm loving it. Sent us a picture. It's lavender. Mm. Every bit of it is lavender. So have fun. Be yourself. Enjoy your proms this weekend, kids, and keep it coming. We like hearing from you.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, tomorrow, Saturday, is Earth Day, the modern environmental movement that started in 1970 to raise awareness for climate issues and the Earth in general. You can do community cleanup. You can plant a tree, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Earth Day also tomorrow coincides with, this is lovely, National Park Day.
Are we getting free tomorrow?
Yes, national parks are free to the public tomorrow. Sweet. That's 424 different national parks, 84 million acres of beautiful parks. Number two, Staples has started a free tech take-back recycling program. Staples the store.
Yeah.
Now until June, you can bring back your old used electric. They did this whole survey and found that so many of us have electronics lying around our homes that we don't even use, haven't touched in a year.
Murphy.
And you don't even know where to take it back and recycle it. So Staples started this, the free tech take back program.
That's kinda cool.
Happening now until June.
I think I have a few phones laying around.
I think so, yeah. And number three, man, it's about time. McDonald's offering Big Mac sauce cups starting next week.
So you mean like the honey mustard and the
exactly.
All those? Like,
exactly. Right. But Big Mac sauce. You can
chicken
dip whatever you
Big
want
Mac
to
sauce.
In it. Wow. I guess they've kind of, I mean, they have to.
Well, that's every their other, sauce.
It is their sauce, and they've never sold it anywhere but on the Big Mac. Starting on Thursday, look for the cups.
Three things to know today.
I brought a little show and tell today.
Okay.
Guys.
Love show and tell, Jody.
Your food?
And No, I'm sorry. Nothing for you to eat yet. Okay, Murphy, I should have shown you this at home, but I picked it up. I bought it this week. I left it in my car, so it's with me here.
This is your estate sale find, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not estate sale. It was like an antique store.
Oh, that's right. An antique store. I'm sorry.
Thrifting, antiquing with Phoebes, and I saw it, and I was like, I had to have it. Remember?
Yeah.
Cake stand.
Yeah.
Or cake platter. Or
the giant cake platter.
You ready? Wow! Oh. Isn't she gorgeous?
That is much bigger than I thought.
I know! When we have parties at the house now, Murphy, I'm going to have 3 and 4 desserts on this thing. Or I'm going to fill it like a food board.
Wow.
Where's the dent? Didn't you say they had a dent in it?
Right here. It's very minor.
Oh, that's...
So, when you're buying something, you don't want it dented. Oh, this one's used. Yeah. This was used for a big wedding.
So for anybody that's not seeing this, it's about 2.5 feet wide across, maybe? Is that about right?
She's going to drop it. She's going to
drop it.
It's a circular cake platter that's almost 3 feet across.
22-inch cake platter.
Okay.
That's what it said on the tag. I didn't measure it.
Yeah, okay.
Is that aluminum or tin?
I have no idea. Isn't she lovely? You guys want to hold her?
See, do you see what I'm saying, though, about using it for more than
light.
Charcuterie or cakes?
Oh, 100%. The girl...
That's a centerpiece for any party.
The lady who... That's a centerpiece for my home. The lady who checked me out, she was like... And she said, what are you planning to do with this? I said, it's not going to be for wedding cakes for me. I said, I'm going to, when I have people over, I'm going to fill it with food, like a board, or just cakes and dessert. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is good for any day. And I said, I have a big round table, dining table. She was like, oh, you need to put this in the center of it. I'm like, you better believe it. It is new to me, and I'm so excited about it.
That's cool. It's
you like
very
the sound of it?
Different, yeah.
It's actually something
I don't know
you
why
have...
I thought it was the size of a cake. It's much bigger.
No, that's oh, yeah. But this is a wedding cake stand, guys. This mm-hmm. is what I've been trying to describe to you, and I bought it used.
Yeah, it looks like the kind they used in the days of yore, doesn't it?
It looks like something from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. How much did you pay for that?
Less than I would have knew. That's why I waited.
I think it was a couple of sixpence.
I waited a fortnight to get it.
All right.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
There's a stadium change for the Taylor Swift shows in Houston this weekend.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by State Farm.
Taylor Swift this weekend is in Houston.
It's me.
Right.
At NRG Stadium, which has been renamed for the weekend, NRG Stadium, Taylor's version.
Yeah.
Just like the album.
Every city is under the pressure now to bring some new PR.
You got to top the first city.
I know.
Which renamed the city. They're putting banners at the entrances of the stadium, too, that say Taylor's version. Also, too, if you haven't gone and you're thinking, hey, I'll just swoop into Houston and get some last-minute tickets. Mm-mm. Cheapest tickets for tonight on the resellers, $838.
Wow.
Tomorrow night, $969. Mm. And Sunday night, $778.
Unreal.
And by the way, if you're saying, that's all right, I'll wait till she goes to Nashville or Philly or whatever. No,
same
those,
deal.
The cheap ones there are like $1,100.
Whoa.
The cheap ones?
Yeah, the resale.
These are all resale?
Yeah. Because those suckers are sold out.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the NFL draft is coming up at the end of next week, Thursday through Saturday. And you know how the NFL is lately. It's, you can't just have the event. You got to have stuff all around
it. Pre-event.
So there is going to be the NFL draft concert series.
Nice.
Different concert Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at the Draft Theater in Kansas City. The first night, the 27th, will be Fall Out Boy.
I love Fall Out Boy.
But wait, there's more. The second night's going to be Motley Crue.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Nick cool. Mars or no? Because
well,
he's
no,
in,
he's out.
He's not.
He's in, gone.
Okay,
he's,
that's okay. If anybody had to go, Mick.
So
they're not Motley without Tommy.
He's the one
Nikki.
That lifts out, apparently.
Yeah. One yeah. of these guys is not like the others. And nice little retro fun. But Boy George and Culture Club have announced a big summer concert.
Or a tour.
25 cities are going to kick it off in July.
That's cool.
And they're going out. Well, this could be like a cool 80s show because the supporting acts are Berlin.
Nice.
I mean, you got to listen to this song.
Yeah.
Hey, it's pretty. This is a beautiful song.
And Howard Jones.
Man, I wonder what his hair looks like today.
Yeah. So Berlin, Howard Jones, and Culture Club. By the way, Culture Club, they don't have the drummer anymore, the one that... He was kind of let go a few years ago.
Well, he had the most trouble.
Little falling out there
with
Boy George.
Boy George.
Tickets go on sale today for that.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
So much going on with this Alec Baldwin story and this movie, Rust, resuming filming this week. So charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped for now in this shooting where he fired a prop gun with a live round in it and the cinematographer lost her life.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not really over. Charges are likely to be refiled. Pending further investigation.
Two new prosecutors, they said, okay, we're getting rid of the old charges, but we can still bring them
over.
Back. Yeah.
But things are moving forward. The cinematographer's husband is involved now as a producer and will take over filming.
Wow.
And they've moved filming. It was going to be shot in New Mexico. Now they've moved it to the Yellowstone Ranch filming site.
Oh.
That's where it's going to be filmed now.
So you're saying Kevin Costner might...
I did not say Kevin Costner. No. And Alec Baldwin is sort of celebrating, although this is not over. It's one of those things that won't be over for a long time.
Right.
But a lot of people really want this movie to be made. Elon Musk, let's move. He's been saying he's going to remove blue check marks from Twitter. And guess what? They're gone.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that was even for public figures and athletes and celebrities.
The Pope
lost
his blue check.
The Pope did. Oprah lost her check. Jennifer Lopez, Lady Gaga lost their whatever, confirmation or whatever, verification on Twitter, but Elon Musk said, you know what, I'm going to confirm, personally pay for the people I want to keep their check marks, like William Shatner, LeBron James, and Stephen King. Whether they really want it or not,
that's
Elon,
a trio, huh?
Elon gave them a check.
All right, Jody, you were giving us the red flags for dating over 40, and I wasn't writing things down, so I'm going to write them down this time.
Okay, this is according to dating experts. Because when you're at a certain that age, you have a past. You bring baggage into a relationship, whatever that may be.
Well, it's twofold.
We all have it.
You have a past, but you also have a lot of experience.
You do.
And you're a lot better centered on what you want for you.
I know.
Well, what you're going to tolerate.
The good news. That's the good news.
And then the other side of that, I think, was the first one you mentioned, though. There are scammers who also understand that vulnerability.
Right. So they know that you know your clock is ticking and maybe you want to be with somebody. If somebody asks you for money early on, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
The other one being if they talk a lot of trash or have a lot of drama with an ex. Because unfortunately, you'll be brought into that. And if you don't want that.
And I think that's at any age, truly.
Yeah.
Anybody that starts trash talking on the first date.
It says more about you than about the person you're trash talking.
Right. Especially if you're trash talking your date. One that I didn't hear, though, was control. And a person that tries to exercise some kind of control over some portion of your life.
Sure. Sure.
It could be
anything that's a red flag to you should count as a red flag. But
it's not anything that it could be, you know, serious, like these are my religious beliefs and you got to fall in line with this. Mm-hmm. Or something like I did have an issue with an ex, I'm not going to say which one, who didn't want me eating at a certain restaurant because it was not, she didn't like the restaurant.
Okay, but you couldn't eat there by yourself? You couldn't eat there by yourself?
That's weird.
Yeah. I'll give you the restaurant. Hooters.
Oh,
which
why?
I do know people have a problem with, but.
Okay.
Why? It's chicken.
You get to eat what
chicken
you want.
And other things, yeah. But and the other things were the issue. But it's like,
yeah, but that's.
I mean, and the funny thing is, y'all know me. I love Hooters.
Yeah,
I love chicken. Hooters to me has the best wings. Period.
Yeah.
You know,
your ex thought it was more than the chicken.
Yeah,
thought
which
you were there
it does.
Something.
It has that side, and it was like demeaning and et cetera, et cetera. And
some
good points,
saying.
And
okay.
I understood them, but it's like to say, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't do that.
I like that you brought this in, because I believe in personal freedom, too. Like, you know,
talk to
her about
and
it, but knew, eat there if you want.
And you knew that on, that was early on. That wasn't like a surprise that came up later?
Yeah, that was one of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I just want to know who. Oh, well.
We'll just talk about this.